Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name?
Sharon Hazelleaf.
Okay, thank you. And your zip code, please?
90740.
Okay, thank you. All right, give me just a moment to get an account pulled up for you. Okay, what's your email address? Let me see if I can pull it up that way.
All I want to know is I have a charge for $49 from your company, and I had the phone number on it, and I didn't recognize what it was. What do you do in your company?
So this is actually a third-party call center, and we actually do the customer service for multiple online vendors.
Okay, so my email address
yes,
is what
ma'am.
You want?
Yes, please.
It would be SHAZELLEAF at yahoo.com, or if that doesn't work, I have another one.
Okay, let's see. Okay, that one doesn't work. What's your other one?
It would be the same. If you take the S off the front, it would be just hazelleafs at yahoo.com.
Yep, I see it.
Okay,
and
good.
May I have you to verify your shipping address?
4656 Fir Avenue, Seal Beach, California.
Okay, thank you. So what this account here indicates is that a Wi-Fi booster was ordered. When ordering the Wi-Fi booster, that was back the 31st of December. You paid shipping $7.45. Now, within 4 days, it does give out a membership charge of $49.97, which that goes to a membership to an online gadget store that provides a $125 voucher to where you can purchase items that's in the gadget store. So each month that you have the membership charge, it gives out that voucher.
Okay. When I did this, that was supposed to be free. And it was supposed to be some reward, I think, from my cell phone carrier, T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So I never signed up to do that. What can I do?
Okay, I can cancel it for you.
Okay, but I don't want to pay the $49 charge. I didn't sign up for that. It was supposed to be free. It was supposed to be $4.95 or something like that. It was.
Okay, now they're not charging you for that Wi-Fi booster. They're charging for that membership, which in the terms condition, it does explain that membership. So they do consider the charge as being a valid charge, but I can do a 50% refund for you.
Well, I guess that's better than nothing. I guess I need to contact T-Mobile because that's fraudulent.
Okay, and I'm going to make sure that it's canceled so it doesn't reoccur again as well. Let me take care of that for you, and I'll give you a cancellation number. And the refund will go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome. Okay, and this is the cancellation number. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
So it's going to be C258. 904-489.
Okay. And what was the company that this was with?
It was with the online vendor. Let me see if they have a name attached. Okay. On here, it states that it's coming from, let's see, Trinity Discount Goods.
Okay. Thank you. I guess I need to be more careful of offers like that my phone provider says is free. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, Ms. Sharon. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.